This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
What's up?
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Podcast. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are stupendous. That was the word they put. And I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's Aim on the Mic. And we have approximately, how many more days to WrestleMania 39?
Last I seen it was 50, but I assume it's like 47.
Like you're the numbers guy.
We're in the 40s. But before we get into that, we'd like to thank anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
Thank you, guys.
All right. So we're here today to kind of hash WrestleMania. We're here to figure it out, talk about some rumors going around and potential post-WrestleMania plans. Yeah. But I think this journey, you know, because this is a big word being thrown around, you got to finish the story. So let's finish the story about Sami Zayn versus Roman Reigns. At Elimination Chamber, Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
You know what? I'm surprised they didn't do the Montreal screw job. I think they will hope if it was Vince, he would be like, let's do the screw job in Montreal. Let's do it.
Yeah. Because you got to get that new moment.
Yeah.
What did you think of the match and what happened after?
I'm happy it wasn't a squash match like that. I feel like if it, they wanted to give Sammy a good outing, a good resolve. And there were times where I'd be like, holy shit, Sammy might actually win it. And then they could do a triple threat. And like, I thought it was a good match. They kind of copied the outcome of the Royal Rumble where instead of Sammy, Jay, is Jay going to turn and Roman get in his face? I feel like that was copy and paste. They could have done something else. Or they could have Jay actually hit on Roman. Now with a steel chair, but like pushing him back instead. Like something different. At that part, kind of gave me the same vibe. Like, oh, copy and paste. Like, no, it was cool where Jay came out and he stood by Sammy. And, like, I really hope they're not going to do this. Give me Roman versus Jay on a Mania, like, a night, whenever they're not fighting, because that would be cool. But I thought it was a good match at the end of the no Solo. That was a big thing. Solo Sikoa wasn't there.
That's right. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, Solo wasn't there at the match card. But it was cool. It was really cool. And they are teasing Sammy and Kev versus Jay and News. I'm so happy that they're not saying, okay, you came to help me, let's go fight them. Kev's like, no, I told you we're done back in November, but I'm not teaming up with you. So they're building up with it. They're not rushing it or anything.
Yeah, I feel like that's like the week before Mania. We'll get the final like thing that pushes that bond over the edge to like go face the Usos.
No, and no, I 100% agree on that. And I'm happy they're not. They're letting it scissor out and let it go out and everything like that. But I just hope Sammy gets his right desserts and gets his championship run down the line. Because for me, the bloodline was getting stale after beating Brock. Because Roman wasn't on TV every week. He was a part-timer, call it what it is. And then Sammy gave life to that whole faction. And he was the main reason why I was watching WWE. And I feel like he deserves a title run.
Yeah, and before we even like get into like more of the bloodline, they messed up on the weekend, at least in my opinion, where Sammy came out to his old theme on SmackDown.
Oh, they should have done. Yeah, they should have done that elimination.
Should have been, because especially since like Roman came out first, and normally it's like, oh, the challenger always comes out first, then the champion, and it's like, bro, he got a big pop regardless.
Yeah,
but like, just a little like the sprinkles on top would have been.
It was also the closing angle. It wasn't that long, so yeah, I agree with you. They should have done it for the and then going into Montreal. The crowd was toxic towards Roman. It was like electric, and I feel like, you know, there were signs saying if Sammy doesn't win, we'll riot. I think the fans were just sad there was two set to Riot. They're like, oh, really?
Oh, that was the thing that I noticed most was whenever Roman pinned Sammy, which, I mean, you take your feelings of it out of the way, you knew going into WrestleMania it's going to be Cody versus Roman.
Well, I mean, going back to Bryan's situation, you thought
Wait,
so, and people did a lot of comparison, like, oh, the company's people, it's Cody, but the people's is Sami Zayn. So you thought it could have happened, or there would have been a screwy finish where at the end it would be a triple threat at Mania.
And that was the weirdest part, because everyone was like, as much as they were behind Sammy, everyone was like, oh, like, what happens if Cody comes out and they boo Cody? It was the exact opposite. I mean, when he came out, like, yeah. It was the Monday Night Raw before. Absolutely. Yeah, or before. The
yeah,
one
before, talking, before, yeah. Yeah.
Where Sammy and Cody were in the ring. When Cody went back to do the whoa thing, the whole arena was just with him. And that was the thing where, again, they just needed two championships, two separate championships.
Oh, 100%. Because Sammy didn't need it. He's so hot.
I feel as if what could possibly happen post-Mania, which is like the season debut of Monday Night Raw.
Cody gives him one of the belts.
Cody separates the championships. I feel like that, because Raw needs a champion and SmackDown needs a champion.
And I think the draft's coming after Mania, they said as well.
Yeah, and Cody can easily be like, you know, play into his like old, like he's all about wrestling, where he's like, these titles were held together for far too long. I can see him being like, the WWE Championship is the one I came here to get.
Yeah.
And this is why, blah, blah, blah.
And if Sammy doesn't win it, I could be like, there's only one person who deserves this title, someone who's been carrying the SmackDown brand, and give him the Universal title. Or have to do a tournament and have Sammy win it. If they don't win the tag titles.
I agree, Sammy. Sammy should win a championship if they split it. But part of me really would like to see Finn Balor win.
Well, Finn's supposed to get a massive push. So I think him and Cody in the summer.
Oh, yeah. That's a summer program right there. Yeah,
that's a summer program right there. And I think that's
two former leaders of the Bullet Club, too.
Yeah.
Was the Cody a leader? No, Cody.
No, he wasn't a leader, because he was trying to be the leader. And then they had the faction wars and everything like that. But and it'd be cool, too, because then if Finn wins it, if Sammy holds it to the summer and then you have Finn winning in the summer, it'd be nice, because that'd be the summer when he won his first Universal title and he got injured. So I feel like it'd be really good if they do it like that.
Seth,
right now, I'm good where he is. I don't think he needs a title right now. Because then you have Cody. Because if you're going to do Cody and Seth right after Mania, which they could run that back again. But I feel like they're going to do the program with him and Logan Paul a little bit more longer as well.
Yeah, that's going to be another big thing. Yeah. Now, a recent thing I came across was to kind of like jump ahead, but not really. I want to talk about your boy, Austin Theory. I thought the plan going into Mania, and it very well could still be, because he's appearing on a SmackDown, I believe, or a Raw.
No, it's Raw. He's coming on Raw, I think.
Raw before Mania sometime. And he's kind of been referencing is a match with John Cena.
Mm-hmm. And John's supposed to come on Raw, like we said. You know, right now, before, you know, when he won the United States for a time, people were like, oh, him and Cena are going to have a program. I kind of don't want that program that right now. And I have a better match, and I think it's better storytelling. It will be Johnny Gargano versus Austin Theory at Mania.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't interact with each other when they came back. They never had a match, and I think, like, that's a whole, you built that going up into Mania. And then you can have, you know, you can have in the R side with Johnny, because in the Way family, Johnny was Indy's brother in that family, and she could side with him. And then you have Dexter, who's like, oh, I like Indy, though. Why am I signing with you? But tell me wrong. Would you rather see Johnny? And let us know, guys. So you guys message us on Instagram. Links in the description. Would you guys want Johnny versus Austin or Cena versus Austin?
For me, at least, the thing when Austin Theory came around is like, oh, he's going to be the next John Cena. That's how Vince viewed him. And it kind of plays into another thing I have for post-WrestleMania, the Raw after, but we can get to that. So Cena versus Austin Theory at Mania seems okay. Now, here's a little, like, kind of jumping ahead, but not really, because we're kind of talking about him right now. Cena wins the U.S. title at Mania. All right? You following? You picking up what I'm putting down?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Raw after Mania, we get a classic John Cena United States title open challenge. And it's looking like at NXT, I think it's Stand and Deliver or Takeover, whatever they hold it's, over
it,
the weekend.
It's Stand and Deliver is what they're calling it.
Stand and Deliver. Braun Breaker, I assume, is dropping the title to Carmelo Hayes. It should be Grayson Waller, in my opinion.
I thought it was. Isn't it not Grayson Waller, or is he facing Carmelo Hayes?
Well, they're teasing Grayson Waller versus Shawn Michaels, which I have no clue.
Why? No, don't do that. We saw him at Crown Jewel. Please no.
Anywho. If Braun drops the title to Carmelo Hayes, Braun is 1,000% due for a main roster call-up. Who answers John Cena's open challenge? Braun Breaker.
I think if it is the draft, because that's a good idea, but I think they're just going to be like, coming to Monday Night Raw, Travis. Braun, like how they did Finn. You can't have Cena win the title and then, God forbid, if he defends it the next night, he gets injured because he has the ring rust. You saw him at the December match. He did his five moves of doom, and that was it. He didn't take a single bump. So, and if they do want to do Mania, fine, but I feel like the story is Johnny versus Austin.
Yeah.
For the title.
I would like that. But,
And those are my boys. The way.
Now I want to talk about my boy, Bray Wyatt, and how WWE just retconned his call out to either Bobby Lashley or Brock, whoever wins the match.
Is it not happening?
Well, this is the funky part about it all. They're technically, wasn't a winner.
No, it was because Brock got himself DQ'd.
That's what I'm saying. Like
but Bobby won.
I know, but anywho,
that's not a retcon. That Bobby won the match,
but Brock is now seemingly going off to have a match with Omos at Mania.
Why?
It should have been Gunther versus Brock.
It should have been. I agree.
Ugh, I'm robbed of that. Anyway, so. Bobby Lashley versus Bray at Mania? I just can't understand that. Yeah, so I can't get behind Bobby Lashley versus Bray at Mania.
I can get it if it gets us after the match, a heel Bobby.
Do you see the Hurt Business coming back?
Coming back, yeah, because they're teasing it with MVP and all the back of segments and everything like that. If we get it, then... we can get that. And so, yeah, I could see that happening. Am I excited for Brock versus Omos? Absolutely not. I don't think no one asked for that. No one wanted that. One match that everyone wants, and I think it's been happening. They've been teasing it all since Clash of the Castle. Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio.
That has to. Like,
and with all the segments and all the vignettes going on. And before Rey said that he would face his son if it was his last match, and I kind of don't want this to be, even though it'd be a good match, I still want Rey on my TV.
Yeah.
I feel like he has one more run with a, mid-card title and stuff like that.
Him dethroning Gunther.
It'll be good. That'd be a good match, but
yeah,
people will also boo you on because they're like, it's Gunther. So.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
But would you put this for a mask match? Or it's going to be either a career match or like a mask match or something like that. I think it's going to be a career match.
Hear me out. Mask versus hair.
Career versus hair. Either way. If it is going with him being his last match at Mania.
But I'm also like, here's a little spoiler too. I think we're getting Finn versus Edge in Hell in a Cell at WrestleMania.
Which was speculated for the Royal Rumble, which never came across, which I'm okay for. I would like to have a Hell in a Cell finally at a Mania. I think the last one we got was 28 against Edge and against Batista. No, Triple H and The Undertaker.
Yeah. So
Oh no, sorry, Shayna and Undertaker had one.
Oh yeah, that's right. So Beth and Edge won at Elimination Chamber over Finn and Rhea. Mm-hmm. You would have thought going into the chamber, Rhea would have kept that momentum because she's going to challenge Bianca and whatever.
Yeah.
I think Finn goes over Edge.
I agree. 100% agree.
And just because they're going to give that win to Finn in the Judgment Day, because that's classified, Rhea's winning.
Yeah.
Because she's... I think Dominic could lose to Rey. Which is why I'm kind of like on the vein of, yeah, Rey might not lose at Mania.
Well, then you have Damian Priest hanging around, so that might come across and help.
It might, but like also if they're considering doing like an Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal,
oh, yeah, you put him in
he
there.
Can go. And then if Dom loses and you can kind of like, they shouldn't separate Dom from Judgment Day, but like if this would be the story, Finn won, Rhea won, Damian won, Dominic didn't.
Yeah.
And they can kind of be like, you're the weak link of the Judgment Day. Get out of here.
Oh, I could also see Dom costing Rhea a title match.
Yeah.
I see that too, because everyone knows WWE.
Even though they shouldn't, but you know.
WWE likes Charlotte, though. But one match I'm actually excited for, and it's going to be either Gunther versus Sheamus or Gunther versus Sheamus and Drew in a triple threat.
I think it's a triple threat.
That's going to be a hell of a match. I think that's going to be the match of the night.
I do too, and it could be the opening match for night one.
Please make this the opening match.
I for night one. Yeah, like before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe BL. I would like to see Gunther retain over both of them, but I think Sheamus deserves the win.
I think they're going to get Sheamus to win, but I want Gunther to have the longest. I want him like what he had with the UK title, longest reigning, and then you can have Igor Dragunov come up.
Oh yeah,
for SummerSlam, and then you have him dethroned. And yeah. At the groundbreaking, whenever the record is for the longest reigning, you have him come up. The man who beat him for the he was the one who beat him for the UK title, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you have him and you do history repeats that, and then boom. And then my theory is you invite him into Imperium. Gunther gives him respect. Yeah. Come join us, and then you have Gunther go for the war title, and then you have the foul faction. That's my perfect.
It's theory. The foreign undisputed era.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Another match I didn't ask for. And
I know where you're going with this.
Seth Rollins versus Logan Paul.
Oh, I thought you were going a different route, but yeah.
I get Logan Paul. Like, he's an incredible wrestler. He's incredible talent. He does things like people only Gene can do. And here's my thing. Here's my problem. I don't think he deserves to be on a Mania match. There are so many other people on the undercard that even on the roster that I feel like should get the spotlight on Mania.
I see that.
And I feel like you just having him because he's a celebrity. This is the quote-unquote celebrity match, the one that gets people's eyes on. but I feel like he shouldn't. He doesn't wrestle 365 days a year. He literally cried about touring his MCL, even though it wasn't a tear back at Crown Jewel. And it literally, it's a draw. It's get people's eyes on it. I still believe that there's so many people, and I feel bad for those other wrestlers that work 365 days, that go to live shows, that put their bodies on the line every single week, and they don't get to be on the Mania card because you have somebody like Logan Paul taking that spot up.
Yeah, no, I see it. I get it, but at least to me, there's really no denying like how good Logan is.
No, he is
in the ring.
He is, but also John Morrison made a good point on Chris Van Vliet's podcast that he's done stuff that no other wrestler's done, but he also no other wrestlers have much rehearsal as Logan Paul has, and Logan Paul has Shawn Michaels rehearsing him, training him, which is kind of like, if you just put him in Raw, he's not going to be as good as, because you have one of the greatest in your ears telling you what spots to do, what to do, and all that. And then, like, that's my sustain for Logan Paul in that state. It's not taking anything away from him, but if you want to break it down,
it's also like, the Raw after Mania, the heat, if he beats Seth,
yeah,
he'll, oh, I'm he'll glad, be
I'm glad, I'm glad he's heel. Like, not
yeah.
Mania.
I'm he glad has to be.
Yeah.
He has to be.
What was the match you were thinking I was going to...
I thought you were going along the lines of Becky and Lita versus Dakota Kai and Io.
Well, also, fun fact, I think that match is going to be a six-man tag because Trish is supposed to come up.
I think, but they're also having a championship match, I think, within the next couple weeks with Lita and Becky going against Dakota and Io. It would make sense because Bailey's there, and it's like, I thought they were going to include Trish when they were in Canada because that's like the obvious thing to do. But yeah, no, I could see it a six woman tag going in.
And the rumor is that Trish might turn heel.
I can see that. It's like, oh, like you came back and you were buddy buddy with her, but what about me? Like your running mate here.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We'll see about that.
And then another match, Liv and Raquel versus Ronda and Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, sure.
That's speculation. Sure. That's not confirmed. I wish that Shayna would have turned on Ronda or Ronda turned on Shayna. Give me Killer Shayna. Just give me
Shayna.
Yeah.
I'll see that.
Yeah. Andre the Giant Battle Royale, I don't really care about. Becky versus Bianca versus Asuka. Give Asuka the belt.
Asuka, yeah. Bianca's had a good run. I think Asuka is now more over than she's ever been.
Asuka needs a run with the title under Triple H.
Yeah, and a heel.
Yeah. She needs a run under Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
She really needs that to revitalize her career. Like, I'm all for it. Like, I'm more of an Asuka fan than Bianca Belair, but Bianca Belair, credits due. She is really talented. She had a great one. She won the title, since last year, right? She won the title?
Mania, I think.
I think it was Mania. Yeah, Mania. And then, I think Asuka be the one that they thrown her and give her that
fresh new one. I'm all for it.
And then Cody versus Roman. And then also the Usos. Do you think Usos are retaining or losing?
No, they're losing. Hear me out. I think the Usos are on night one. Because remember I brought up that point? I think we did a last year's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The Bloodline opens WrestleMania and the Bloodline closes Mania. I think this is potentially the same thing where you have the Bloodline open up Mania and you could have them lose to Kevin and Sammy. I think that's the no-brainer. And then, because really and truly, if you think about it, of course, Cody versus Roman is the last Mania match on Sunday. That's what's closing out the show, unless something amazing happens. I could see Jay coming down to the ring and being like, well, I lost my title, and Roman probably would have flipped out on him on Saturday, being like, look what you did. You got embarrassed. You lost to him. How could you do that? Jay could be like, well, I got nothing to lose now. I'm going to just absolutely unload. Because you know the Bloodline's interfering in Roman versus Cody.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And whether it be solo or whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, I could see Jay coming out and being like, I got nothing to lose, and super kicking Roman.
on Main Event Jey Uso. Here's the thing. So you think Night 1 Mania is going to be the Rhea versus Charlotte? What do you think the main event is going to be Night 1? I feel like it should be Finn versus Edge. Now in the South to close it off.
I could see that. It could be Asuka versus Bianca.
I was thinking you have the Royal Rumble close off from Mania too. You can do Charlotte versus Rhea.
Yeah.
But I feel like the story is Edge and Balor. Because it's Hell in a Cell too. But I was going to say, either that or you have Usos versus Sami and Kevin.
That could be the closer. If it's not the first one.
Yeah.
Realistically, looking at it through like a bigger lens, having the Bloodline main event both nights,
And then as all four people from the Usos, Sami, Kev, all deserve it to be
the
main event because they do a hell of a job. But I can see that you. What do you think the interaction is going to be with Sami and Jey? Do you think Jey's going to turn Sami on now since Sami's like, we got to take down the Bloodline, take down the titles?
I
granted,
think
also, those who don't know, we have yet to see Friday Night SmackDown. This is the 23rd of February.
Day before.
I
have a feeling there's going to be a moment where Sami is red hot, on a roll, and he has Jimmy in a spot to finish it off. Jey, because it's his brother, gets in between them, but then Sami's like, come on, like, I have to do this. And then Jey... I don't think it'll play out like that, but like I'm talking about, there's going to be a moment between Sami and Jey where it's 100%. Like he knows Sami, like you just can't refuse it, and it happens.
And he's the title. And we also had that spot at Elimination Chamber where Sami spilled it by accident, too.
Yeah, or like a thing could happen. Kevin just takes care of Jey. Like there's that moment between Jey and Sami.
Yeah,
and they're like, all right, relax. Kevin can just come in and be like, power bomb outside that gets rid of you, and then whoever
or you can have Kevin in the middle of the ring. Jimmy's out cold. Jey, Kevin, Sami gets between. Kevin stuns Sami. He's like, and then he's like, I'll do what it takes to win the title to take down Bronx. Clearly, you don't know what it takes.
That's true.
Yeah, but also Omos versus Brock. Please no.
Brock, they said the Brock is.
They said Brock is gonna come out next week on Raw to accept the challenge. Can you imagine Brock says no? No, stop.
It's like, why would I fight you?
Stop. Get out of here. Get out of here. I would love to see Brock versus Logan though. And Brock just German Logan Paul
It'd be like Cena versus Brock at SummerSlam that all those years ago.
I just want Brock to kill Logan. That's all I want.
There you go. And I think without any further conversation on it, Cody's winning.
Yeah, I feel like
I don't see a world where he loses, and this isn't Cody fan.
No, you're right. He's hot. He won the Rumble, but you know, WWE could do some bullshit.
Oh, the amount of heat coming off the night after Mania. Roman's music hits. In this past year, he's not only beaten Sami, but now he's beaten Cody. And it's kind of like a perfect storyline to split the titles. He comes out on Raw and is like, I've been disrespected by my family, the WWE universe. You don't acknowledge me anymore. I'm done. Drops the titles, be like, I'm bigger than this, and walks off. And we don't see him until SummerSlam. I don't need it.
Or you do that. I like that. I really like that a lot. But instead of SummerSlam, before coming up, on Survivor Series, you can have The Rock come because it's his anniversary. Yeah. And then you have Roman come out on Survivor Series. He's like, you would not acknowledge him, but not me. He left. I was here. And then you set it up for next year. Because Rock said he was down. He just wasn't down this year. So you can set it up though. But I like your idea. I quit. I thought you were going to say you have Braun Breaker to throw on him.
No. But yeah, it could be a thing. It can go, and this is what WWE, I like what they're doing as far as all of Mania goes. Like, we go back and listen to any of the other podcasts. We've had definitive winners, or speculation on definitive winners. This year, it can go either way. Anyway.
And with Triple H on the helm, too, it's in the storytelling, that's the most important. I love the storytelling Triple H has been doing for the matches, especially with the Bloodline.
Yeah. Well. I just want to point out, I don't think Cody's actually losing. But if they were to do that...
Dude, you know what? You gave me goosebumps. I want Cody to lose because I want that Magni kick coming
It'll
up.
Be like... Remember that Raw, I think it was the Raw after Mania, where Kevin Owens and Elias were in the ring and they were just booing him? I think it's that level. Yeah, like... All right, Cody wins. Do you think we get the Winged Eagle title back? Or you think we get, like, a new championship?
We get a new... It's going to be like how he brought back the IC title. And it was, like, the classic, but the white stripe, it was, like, the exact same one. I think it's going to be a concept like that. I just hope we don't get the big WWE. They are going to do it, because if you saw the Super Bowl where they had the winners, what was it, Kansas City, they were holding the Super Bowl, the WWE title, and that's a big publicity because you have the big WWE title. You're going to have something like that with the Winged Eagle or something similar to that at least.
Yeah.
But I'm more set of Roman winning now just for that magnet heat, and then him be like, I'm done. And then Survivor Series Raw comes out, set that up.
Because you can have...
Yeah.
No, you can have going into like the summer, the whole program is the chase for the titles. Or like, there's this title, like Cody can go after that, and then... Because then it would be another roadblock in Cody's story to like go get the championship. But like, rationally thinking, not fantasy booking, Cody wins,
and then if we're being serious, Cody's winning. SummerSlam comes, Finn dethrones him, gets the title.
Fantasy, I think Cody goes on a run.
I think it's a summer run, and then Finn takes it over. Because now you get Magni here. You have Cody who just won it, the People's Champ, and then you have heel Finn Balor just winning the title, and then you get booed from that. But either that I like, that's fantasy booking, like I said, but I really want a fantasy book Roman getting booed out of the arena and dropping the titles.
There you go. But what you could do instead of boo Roman Reigns is acknowledge more episodes of the Get Comfy podcast, Get Comfy Game Breaking, Get Comfy Lowdown, every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only
Aim on the Mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.